Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Decibel Meter Podcast with Chris Sinzak and Aaron Camaro.
All right, it's time once again for your future Hall of Fame podcast, the Decibel Geek Podcast. My name is Aaron Camaro, joined as always by my awesome friend, Chris Sinzak. Chris, do you think we're ever going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I looked at my Magic 8-Ball and it said, are you kidding me?
Maybe someday. Maybe there'll be a podcasting Hall of Fame. They'll induct us into that, maybe.
I think there is one, but nobody the likes of us is in there.
Okay. Well, you know, we just stick with it another 10 or 20 years and maybe we can. You never know.
We'll be ready to retire when we get put in.
So today we're bringing you something kind of cool, something kind of special, maybe a little rock and roll science experiment we're working on, and we're going to share it with you here today. We're going to have a lot of fun, I promise you that. But before we get to all of that, you know us, we got to take care of our business. And our business, well, it's podcast reviews. We need them really bad. You can give them to us. We like them from Podchaser. We like the Facebook recommendations, and we really like the Apple Podcast reviews, and that's what we got right here. Got a good one. It's 5 stars, just the way we like it. Man, we're going to creep back up in the top 10 before you know it. And this one is entitled Awesome Podcast, and it goes a little something like this. This is a great podcast with two of the best hosts. I tune in every week to hear Aaron and Chris talk about rock and metal. They're funny and enjoyable hosts. I like the podcast even better in their new format, with no glam metal that I have to listen to. Ha ha! All right, geeks, have a listen. And that comes to us from Golden Larry via Apple Podcasts, and it comes from Canada, eh?
No glam metal in Canada, huh?
I guess not. You know, playing it no more. You know you miss it when I played you tough all the time.
Of course.
Everybody does. But that's all right. I enjoy the new way we've been doing things now, too. It's fun just to, you know, BS about rock and roll, music history, all the things that we love so much. You know, more time to talk about it this way.
Yeah, it's been a welcome change. You know, you can sort of rest on your laurels after so many years of doing it one way. And that's why we got to Radio Sucks volume, 38 or 39, I think. Yeah, but we were talking before we got on the air today, and we are going to probably bring back the Fresh Blood episodes and, you know, help expose some young bands that need some attention.
Yeah, I think out of all the old music shows that we used to do, the one I really miss the most is Fresh Blood, and I feel like, you know, that's always kind of been our thing. Yeah, we definitely pay tribute to the legends and celebrate rock and roll history, but we also really enjoy letting people know that rock and roll is alive and well in 2020, and there's great new bands out there that you might not have heard of because God knows they're not playing it for you on the radio.
That's right.
So we'll definitely be digging into something like that again real soon. I mean, we got young bands reaching out to us all the time that love the podcast and want to be a part of it. And this is a great way to do that too. You know, share the love, showing you rock and roll, it lives.
A lot of great response to the Rock Mag 87 episode last week.
Yeah, and speaking of which, Rock and Run just released the video version over on Decibel Geek TV on the YouTube. And, you know, as much fun as we had talking about it, it's going to be even cooler when you get to see all the photos and everything we were talking about to go along with it. So get on over to Decibel Geek TV on the YouTube and check out Rock Mag 87. It's up and ready for you right now.
Yeah, it was a great one, and we're definitely going to do more of those. They always get such good response.
Yeah, it's so much fun to go back in time and just kind of, you know, take like a self-trip down memory lane is what we did with it because, I mean, we were reading those magazines too when they were brand new.
Yeah, we had a listener in the UK that forwarded the folder to you. He sent like scans of like something like 200 issues of Kerrang! Magazine.
Nice.
Yeah, so we'll have to do a Kerrang! Episode.
I know I always was so jealous. I'd see advertisements and be like, where is this Kerrang? I never see it on the shelf of the Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, I had a friend in my neighborhood who he had a subscription, but you had to pay like double the amount that you would for like Metal Edge just to get it sent over from the UK.
Yeah, yeah, probably was worth it, though.
I think I was partially friends with him just because he had Kerrang. Sorry to admit that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, so thank everybody that shared it on Facebook and retweeted that on Twitter. You are a Geeks of the Week. Geeks of the Week this week are Adam Cox, Steve Wright, Cobras and Fire Podcast, Bill Elam, Darren Parkin, Simon Catt, John Phillips, Kevin Williams, and Obscuria Podcast, Jeffrey Mendenhall, Joseph Capone, Shay Hargett, Mark Alton Taylor, Freeform Rock Podcast, Joe Banks, The Bakery Podcast, Aaron Baker, Keith Rockford, David Glenn, Samuel Wetz, Kenneth Roy, Bart Pickard, James West, Todd Cunningham, Darren Lanoue, David Cathy, Joe Lascon, Kenneth Anderson, Wayne Cross, Steve, Doug Fox, Chad Hill, Hakon Bergstad, Alan Deshaun, Eladio, Stick Steckman, Vet Halen, and as always,
the Mooger Fooger. That's right. Those are our people, our honorary, celebrated Geeks of the Week. We love them so much because they go out and they help spread the word about what we're doing here on Decibel Geek, and that is celebrating rock and roll music. They shared and retweeted last week's episode. If you do the same thing for this week's episode, our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame adventure we're doing here, I don't even know if it's got a name yet, but if you do that for this episode, on next week's episode, you will also be a Geek of the Week.
That's right. And now, this is an interesting episode because we got approached by a pretty big company to help spread the word on this.
Yeah, it's pretty cool when HBO comes around and they're talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and asking, you know, if we could help them out and spread the word. You know, who are we as a music history podcast, as a couple of guys that love rock and roll and love the ancestry of it all, you know what I mean? The history of it, you know, who are we to deny the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And, this is going to be pretty cool. So we decided, you know, we could just do a regular episode and just throw in little commercial breaks or whatever, or we could embark on a rock and roll scientific experiment adventure together. And that's what we're going to do here today. So basically, what would happen if way back in 1986, when they were starting up the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, what would happen if two guys, I don't know, maybe a couple of podcasters from the 2020s, hopped in a time machine and went back to 86 and somehow got the job to decide who goes into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Well, that's what we're going to do here today. Chris and I are going to go through every single year. We're going to look at who was inducted, who was eligible to get inducted, and then we're going to decide in this alternate timeline who gets into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And on top of that, man, they're really making it worth our while to do it because they're giving us 8 copies of the Doobie Brothers Live from the Beacon Theater Blu-rays to give away to our listeners. And how are we going to do that? Well, here's an easy, easy way to do it. When it's all said and done, when this episode gets released, you're going to find the original post on our Facebook page. If you don't already like the Facebook page, like it, and then go to this post, and the first 8 people to put hearts on that post are going to get themselves a copy, and then we'll reach out to you, get your address, and get it in the mail to you. Doobie Brothers Live from the Beacon Theater, courtesy of HBO and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that's how you're going to get your copy. And on top of that, they're sending us 8 limited edition posters to give away, and we're giving those away to our VIPs. What? You're not a Decibel Geek VIP? What are you waiting for? Get on over to patreon.com and sign up. Find your level of commitment. You're going to get all kinds of extra content over there that's going to give you hours and hours and hours, maybe weeks. There's a lot there of enjoyment. And you're also going to get an opportunity to get one of these limited edition 2020 HBO Hall of Fame sweet, sweet posters. Those are for our VIPs. So get yourself a Blu-ray, become a VIP, get yourself a poster, possibly. You better hurry up. So with all that being said, we here at the Decibel Geek Podcast, we want to thank HBO, and of course we want to thank the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we got to let you know about the pain and the beauty, the rebellion and the unity, the noise and harmony. Celebrate the history of music with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2020 inductions, honoring Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, The Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex. And that's streaming November 7th on HBO Max. You guys get in on that. You know it's all rock and roll history, and that's what we're all about here today. So we're going to get into it. We're going to find out what happens if somehow, through an alternate rock and roll history, Chris and Aaron of the Decibel Geek Podcast are in charge of who goes into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, my time-traveling friend, are you ready to get started?
Yeah, this should be interesting because, I mean, and like, we appreciate HBO and the Hall of Fame coming to us with this, but I've, as us, with every, especially hard rock and metal fan, there's always controversy about who got inducted, who got nominated, which we're not going to get into too much of the nuts and bolts of that because it would take forever, but we're going to go through, like Aaron said, the list of who actually got put in and also who was on the docket to possibly get put in, and we're just going to see how much we agree or disagree with those choices.
Right, and together, hopefully we don't get in any fights, but together we're going to put together the definitive Decibel Geek Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yep.
So I guess we start at the very beginning, and that was 1986, the first year when they opened up the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So in order to be inducted, you had to have your first album released in 1961 or earlier. They chose 10 artists that first year, and these are the ones that got in. Chuck Berry, James Brown, Ray Charles, Sam Cooke, Fats Domino, the Everly Brothers, Buddy Holly, Jerry Lee Lewis, Little Richard, and Elvis Presley. A little before our time, I know, but these guys are all legendary. And then other people that could have possibly got in on that very first class would have been Roy Orbison, Johnny Cash, Ike and Tina Turner, Muddy Waters, Bill Haley and the Comets, Bo Diddley, Howlin' Wolf, and Dion. And Frank Sinatra, I found, was interesting that he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at all, but then again, that guy hated rock and roll.
Yeah, well, we're going to get into a lot of, is that really rock and roll when we go over these?
Yeah, so I think first thing we do is we scratch off Frank Sinatra. He's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he doesn't belong there either.
Right.
So I think first and foremost out of this whole group, I mean, they got it right. I think number one, if I was to pick one and say this is the one out of this group that has to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think it's Chuck Berry.
Oh, yeah.
So we're agreed on Chuck Berry. He's going in. I also think that behind him, you got to put in Little Richard and Elvis Presley.
Oh, yeah. Well, I, you know, just for me, they almost got it completely right on this list.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty close. I think I'd leave all of them out of the ones that could go in. I mean, I look at guys like, I mean, and we're going to see a lot of this. A lot of these old blues guitar players are going to be included in this. And I think when you're talking about rock and roll, they really need to be because the music we love, whether it be Motley Crue or Metallica or Black Sabbath or Kiss, it all begins with the blues and this early R&B. And so it's kind of hard to argue with really any of these. And the ones that are on the eligible list, I mean, they've got many, many years coming up where they can be inducted into the Hall of Fame and probably will be.
Yeah, the only one I take great issue with not being inducted that year would have been Roy Orbison.
Yeah, I think so too. So what do you say? Who gets swapped out for Roy Orbison?
I would have taken the Everly Brothers out and replaced them with Roy Orbison.
I'll agree with that. I'll agree with that. So we got Chuck Berry is in. What about James Brown?
He's great, but I mean, I think he, you know, like you said, there's plenty of years down the road that he could get in otherwise.
Ray Charles?
He's got to be in there.
Yeah, put him in year one. Then you got Sam Cooke. He's known for the songs Wonderful World and Working on a Chain Gang, Going Down, Down. What do you think? Him going the first year?
Well, I mean, the song I love of his the most is A Change Is Gonna Come.
Yeah.
Amazing voice. I guess he's another kind of on the borderline. You know, Muddy Waters or Howlin' Wolf maybe could have replaced him. I'll say Muddy Waters instead of Sam Cooke, I guess.
Okay. So we put Muddy Waters in.
I can't wait to get all the complaints on this episode.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be awesome. We got Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Elvis Presley, James Brown, Muddy Waters. What do you think about Fats Domino?
I don't know a lot about him. I just know Blueberry Hill. I don't really know any other songs by him.
And that's, you know, we're talking about pre-1961, so I mean, that's the early roots of rock and roll. I don't know. I could take it or leave it. I think Jerry Lee Lewis for sure should go in there.
Well, like with Fats Domino, he's kind of known for Blueberry Hill, but like that's the same thing as Bill Haley in the comments with Rock Around the Clock. You know, yeah. They're kind of interchangeable too, I think.
Okay, so we got to figure this out then. So then I think Jerry Lee Lewis for sure. What do you think?
No doubt.
Okay, so Jerry Lee's in. We got four more spots to fill out of these. We're going to put Roy Orbison in at number seven. I think if you're going to go early like that, I think if you're going Bo Diddley, I think Howlin' Wolf should go in.
Okay.
That first year. So we got Howlin' Wolf at number eight. What do you think? Johnny Cash? I mean, he was country, and there's not really a lot of... It's funny because if you go through the years on this, you'll see where hip-hop gets included and R&B gets included and all that, but they don't include much country at all, if any. Johnny Cash always kind of borderlines country with a real rock attitude.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him in.
No? No Johnny Cash in year one. All right, how about Buddy Holly?
Yes.
All right, Buddy Holly goes in. I can agree with that. And so one more out of this list. You go ahead and pick it.
That's already the list that got inducted?
Well, so that leaves us for the last spot. It can go to either Sam Cooke, Fats Domino, the Everly Brothers, Johnny Cash, Ike and Tina Turner, Bill Haley and the Comets, Bo Diddley, or Dion.
Oh, man.
And remember, these people will still be here for the next, 20 years, so we can always go back and add them later if we need to.
I guess Sam Cooke.
All right, Sam Cooke it is. And that is our first year in the Decibel Geek Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The inductees are Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Elvis Presley, James Brown, Muddy Waters, Jerry Lee Lewis, Roy Orbison, Howlin' Wolf, Buddy Holly, and Sam Cooke. Not bad for a first year. Those are the roots of rock and roll, I believe.
All right, we'll get 50 more to go.
All right, so let's move to the next year, 1987. Here's who the Hall of Fame inducted. The Coasters, Eddie Cochran, Bo Diddley, Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, Bill Haley, B.B. King, Clyde McFadder, Ricky Nelson, Roy Orbison, Carl Perkins, Smokey Robinson, Big Joe Turner, Muddy Waters, and Jackie Wilson. So in the second year, they inducted 15 different people. So we've already established that Muddy Waters is already in, so we can take him out of there. Roy Orbison's already in. We got him in the first year he was eligible also. So we got 15 spots to fill with all these people, plus who was left over from the last round. What do you think? Who's number one out of this group? I mean, it's tough because some of these, it's like the Coasters, Searching, Youngblood. I know those songs. Eddie Cochran did Summertime Blues. Some of these early ones I don't know so much about.
No, and I mean, and on the eligible list was Les Paul and the Beach Boys. I mean, those two should have been in for sure.
Yeah, Beach Boys are going to go in the next year, but I think if you look at it, if you get inducted in your first year of eligibility, that's a pretty big deal. I think out of everybody on this list, the Beach Boys kind of deserve to be on there.
I do too.
All right, so number one's the Beach Boys. In their first year of eligibility, we put them in. I mean, some of these other ones, you can't deny them. I mean, Ricky Nelson.
Yeah.
He's more than just the father of the Nelson brothers, you know.
Carl Perkins, for sure.
Yeah.
Smokey Robinson, no doubt.
Yeah, you got to put Smokey Robinson in there. I think Les Paul deserves it.
Yeah.
He's not in the Hall of Fame at all, but we're going to induct him in.
Jackie Wilson deserves to be in there, too.
Yeah, that guy had, I mean, and it's funny about this, too. Some of these I looked at and you think, oh, well, these guys are from the, early 60s. They put out a lot of albums over the years.
Yeah. Aretha Franklin, that's no doubt. Marvin Gaye, no doubt. I'm looking at the list of who got in. If there's anyone I'd really disagree with heartily.
I think Bo Diddley deserves it.
I don't know. I've never been a big fan of Bo Diddley.
B.B. King.
Blues player. I don't know how that relates to rock and roll. This is one of those things where it's, I love B.B. King, but is he a rock and roll guy?
I mean, kind of. He plays guitar.
Influence, maybe.
Doesn't he do guitar solos?
Yeah, but blues guitar solos. I mean,
rock and roll's got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah, I mean, he should be in there for his influence on rock and roll players, I guess.
Yeah. What about Eddie Cochran and the Coasters?
The Coasters, for sure, they had a lot of hits.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown, and you know, they had hits all the way through the 70s, so they deserve it. Eddie Cochran, kind of a one-trick pony with Summertime Blues, but it is a very important song in the history of the genre.
Yeah, it's kind of tough with these early ones. Les Paul, for sure, I think deserves to go in, even though he's not in the Hall of Fame at all. What do you think, Bill Haley and the Comets?
Just for the importance of what he did to start out with. He was the first artist to have, like, riots at his shows.
Yeah. Let's see, who does that leave? We still got Johnny Cash on the board.
Eh.
Dion.
Dion had some hits.
What was he known for?
Runaway.
Oh, yeah, The Wanderer, too.
Yeah, The Wanderer.
Run Around Sue.
Yeah, he had a lot of hits.
Yeah, I say we put him in.
Yeah, my dad loved him.
Yeah, that's one of them bands, them songs I remember my dad listening to when I was a kid. Those were oldies already.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that leaves us with two spots eligible, and that leaves us to choose from Bobby Darin, Big Joe Turner, Clyde McFadder of the Drifters. I don't know why they didn't induct the Drifters, but just Clyde this time. Dion, Bo Diddley, Johnny Cash, Ike and Tina Turner.
I would pick Dion and Ike and Tina Turner.
Okay, there you go. So in 1987, Decibel Geek inducts the Beach Boys, Carl Perkins, Smokey Robinson, Les Paul, Jackie Wilson, Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, Bo Diddley, B.B. King, The Coasters, Bill Haley and the Comets, Eddie Cochran, Ricky Nelson, Dion, and Ike and Tina Turner.
Better list.
Not a bad start. Yeah, we're already making improvements.
Yeah.
I know the funny thing about this is when it's all said and done, and if the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame would look at our list when we're finished, I'm sure they'll say, we can't make a dime off of this. Nobody's going to come see this. You can't replace Madonna with Overkill, for crying out loud.
You can in our world.
In our world, you can and you should. All right, that brings us up to 1988. In 1988, they inducted six different people into the Hall of Fame. They inducted the Beach Boys, which we already inducted them, so they're unavailable. They also inducted the Beatles, of course, on their first year of eligibility, and kind of hard to argue that. Yeah. They also inducted the Drifters, Bob Dylan, and the Supremes. So we got five spots to fill.
I'm looking at the eligible list that didn't make it and comparing it to who did. I don't think you can make any changes to this one.
No, you definitely include the Beatles on their first year. We're going to have to add somebody to take the place of the Beach Boys. The Drifters, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, they had a ton of hits. The only one off the eligible list I would put in with this group would be Stevie Wonder.
Okay, yeah, so you've seen the rest of the eligibles. That's the Four Seasons, The Ventures, Jan and Dean, Tennessee Ernie Ford, and Stevie Wonder, and Dick Dale. What about Dick Dale?
I'm a great surf guitar player, but if I'm picking between Stevie Wonder and Dick Dale, come on.
But he's the original one. Can't we bump Bob Dylan back a couple of years? I mean, do we got to have Bob Dylan up so early?
You may not like Bob Dylan, but you can't doubt his importance to rock and roll.
I guess you're right.
I mean, he wrote All Along the Watchtower. Yeah, Jimi Hendrix did it better, but he wrote the song.
Yeah, Bob Dylan wrote a bunch of great songs that other people made pretty awesome covers of. All right, I'll abide by that. We'll go Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
And we'll leave Bob Dylan in. All right. And you'll probably be reminding me of that same story in a little while when we're talking about Bruce Springsteen. Okay, so with our five picks for 1988, we go with the Beatles, the Drifters, the Supremes, Bob Dylan, and we squeeze Stevie Wonder up a year so he doesn't have to wait. That brings us 1989, and the Hall of Fame inducted Dion, which we already inducted. They also inducted Otis Redding, the Rolling Stones on their first year of eligibility, the Temptations, Stevie Wonder, who we already inducted, and the eligibles this year are the Dave Clark Five, the Animals, the Kinks, and the Yardbirds. So we got five spots to fill. I think the Rolling Stones, that's pretty obvious, right?
Oh, yeah.
So the Rolling Stones are in. All right. Who else out of this group goes in? The Temptations?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they're pretty important.
Otis Redding.
Dock of a Bay, right?
Yeah.
What else is he known for? Is that it?
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, that's the only one I ever think of. And a lot of these we're going to find today, there are some one-hit wonders kind of in this Hall of Fame. So that leaves us two more spots to fill for this year. We can go back, or we can choose from the Yardbirds, the Kinks, the Animals, or the Dave Clark Five. What do you think? We got the Four Seasons are still out there.
Yeah.
The Ventures. I'm not a big Four Seasons guy at all. Never have been.
I mean, I appreciate them, but I'm not a fan. We're picking who we like.
Right. We got Bobby Darin still available. Johnny Cash still out there. Come on, let's put Johnny Cash in and get it over with.
Why? It's not rock and roll.
He's as close to rock and roll as country is going to get.
All right, Johnny Cash.
Okay. All right. I'm happy about that. I like Johnny Cash.
I'm picking the other one.
Okay. Who else?
We will go, I want to say the Kinks, but we've got time. So I'd say the Yardbirds.
All right, the Yardbirds.
I mean, Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton, all in the same.
That's crazy.
Band.
You got three of the greatest guitar players of all time all in one band.
Yep. My dad used to rave about them.
So then that means that in 1989, in our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's the Stones, the Temptations, Otis Redding, Johnny Cash, and the Yardbirds. That brings us up to 1990, and the Hall of Fame inducted Hank Ballard, Bobby Darin, the Four Seasons, the Four Tops, the Kinks, the Platters, Simon and Garfunkel, and the Who in their first year eligibility. I mean, obviously the Who goes in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Number one. The first ones we call the Who. Are you guys available? Also eligible this year are the Zombies, Herman's Hermits, Buck Owens, but I know you ain't never going to put him in, Donovan, Sam the Sham, the Birds, the Turtles, and the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. So what are you thinking?
This is a tough one this time.
A little tougher because it's kind of a blend. I think the Kinks... I mean, I love the Kinks, so let's put them in. They put them in. We can put them in, too. So we got the Who and the Kinks so far. We got a bunch to go.
You got to put Simon and Garfunkel in.
Oh, man.
What's wrong with Simon and Garfunkel?
I guess so. That's pretty wimpy. I don't know. That's almost folk music, but there's a lot of that in the Hall of Fame, too. I'll abide by Simon and Garfunkel. You gave me Johnny Cash, I'll give you that.
Great songwriting and great harmonies, man.
Yeah, true, I guess. Well,
the Beach Boys weren't exactly thrashing it up.
Well, no, I suppose not. But, I mean, the Kinks, that's an appropriate level of heaviness for 1965, I think.
Yeah. The Four Tops deserve to be in there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what they're known for.
Well, they were like the rival to the Temptations. That's
right. Yeah, you got to put them in. You got to put the villains in, too. I don't know which one. Who's the villains in that? The Temptations or the Four Tops in this adversarial thing?
I don't know if there was a bad guy. I'm looking at the eligible list.
You got Bobby Darin in there. Splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Bobby Darin goes in. I think he was kind of rocking by 1965 standards.
I think the Birds should be in.
Some good old hippie rock in there. The Originators of hippie rock, maybe.
They were up there as much as David Crosby is a shitheel.
Yeah, yeah. So that leaves us two more spots.
Oh, man.
What do you think? We still go back. We still got Dick Dale out there. We still got the Animals. Let's put the Animals in.
Yeah.
I think the Animals for sure. I probably should have put them in a little higher. But, yeah, they should definitely be in.
That works.
And one more. What do you think, Donovan?
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Donovan had some cool songs. I mean, he had Sunshine Superman and, oh, man, what else? Atlantis.
Didn't he do Hurdy Gurdy Man?
Hurdy Gurdy Man, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let's put Donovan in.
Okay, so that completes our inductions of 1990. The Who, the Kinks, Simon and Garfunkel, the Four Tops, Bobby Darin, the Birds, the Animals, and Donovan. Okay, so that brings us up to 1991, and the Hall of Fame inducted that year, Laverne Baker, She was an old-time singer. She originally did Jim Dandy. I didn't even know that was a cover.
I didn't either.
And learn something new today. The things you can learn from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They also inducted the Byrds, which we already put them in a year earlier. See, the Byrds, they got to love us now, right? We put them in a year early.
Yeah.
Also, John Lee Hooker, The Impressions, Wilson Pickett, Jimmy Reed, Ike and Tina Turner, which we already inducted. Well, we jumped them up a couple of years. They got to love that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beyond Thunderdome, baby, right here on the Decibel Geek podcast.
It's an impressive eligible list, too.
Yeah, and the eligible list, and this is a big one. You got Paul Revere and the Raiders, Gordon Lightfoot, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, the Small Faces, Frank Zappa, the Troggs, Jefferson Airplane, Spencer Davis Group, the Monkees, the 13th Floor Elevators, and Cream. So this is one I think we're going to kind of stray the furthest away so far from what the Hall of Fame has done. Because I think out of this list, I mean, there's some bands in here I like. They're old-time bands, but I really like some songs by Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so let's put them in.
Of the ones that got in, the one that I feel strongest about, like, I mean, obviously the Byrds and Ike and Tina, because we put them in, but right. Wilson Pickett deserves to be in.
Yeah, Mustang Sally in the Midnight Hour.
Yeah, great singer.
Yeah, Wilson Pickett. We'll put him in, too.
Cream, for sure.
I also think the Monkees.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to get in anyway, so why not? I mean, if they don't get in this time, they would down the line.
Right. I don't think the Monkees are in the actual Hall of Fame, are they?
Are they not?
I don't think they are. I went through this list, and if they are, I guess we'll run into it in a minute here, but I didn't think they were.
They turned a whole generation of kids onto rock and roll.
Yeah, for sure. I think you got to put Jefferson Airplane in there in their first year.
Yep. Small Faces.
Yeah. Got some good Steve Marriott going on in there. All right. That gives us one more to fill. You got some good blues players in here. I mean, John Lee Hooker, he's one of the best ever.
Yeah, I guess this has always bothered me about the Hall of Fame is all this, like, just have a blues Hall of Fame. I respect John Lee Hooker a great deal, but definitely an influence on rock and roll. So if we're going it based on their influence, I would put John Lee Hooker in there.
Okay, so that rounds out our inductions for the year 1991.
He also wrote One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer, which is one of the greatest songs ever written.
Yeah, that is a good song.
Even though Thurgood made it popular.
Right. All right, 1991's got us Paul Revere and the Raiders, Wilson Pickett, Cream, The Monkees, Jefferson Airplane, The Small Faces, and John Lee Hooker. Hope everybody's with us so far.
Better on our list.
So far, so good. So let's see who's left here. All right, so I'm looking back. I mean, we're years beyond Fats Domino and the Everly Brothers now. I don't think they're going to make it. Bo Diddley's still out there. The Drifters. The Four Seasons. Neither one of us are anxious to put them in. Jan and Dean, same thing. Dick Dale, I think, still has a place somewhere as a pioneer of surf rock guitar. Dave Clark Five, I think they deserve a spot in here somewhere. But, yeah, I think so far we're doing pretty good.
I almost wonder if we should just go through the year 2000 today and then break it up and do another one next week.
Okay.
Because we've got 28 more of these to go.
Yeah, you may be right. All right, so that brings us up to 1992. The year of eligibility is 1967. The bands and artists that were inducted by the Hall of Fame were Bobby Blue Bland. You know who that is?
I know the name.
They call him the Sinatra of Memphis Blues.
Never really dug into the music.
Yeah, I never heard of him. Booker T and the MGs, they were basically the house band to all the blues stars back in the day coming out of Memphis. Johnny Cash, he's finally getting in, but we already inducted him, thanks to me. The Isley Brothers, the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Sam and Dave, and the Yardbirds. So out of these, we already have Johnny Cash, and we already have the Yardbirds. Bands that are eligible this year are The Doors, The Grateful Dead, David Bowie, Canned Heat, Pink Floyd, Vanilla Fudge, Loose Cannon's favorite band, John Mayall's Blues Breakers, Sly and the Family Stone, and the Moody Blues. I think it's pretty obvious. Number one, it's got to be Jimi Hendrix's Experience, right?
Yeah.
Out of all those bands and all the ones we've listed already, that's my favorite out of those.
Not a giant fan, but David Bowie for sure.
Yeah, David Bowie deserves to go in. Actually, we're putting him in quite a few years earlier than what they did.
Yeah, he deserves it, though.
I think the Doors got to go in. That's one of my all-time favorite bands. I think they deserve it on first year.
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd for sure. Isn't it weird to think Pink Floyd, David Bowie, the Doors, and Hendrix are all eligible at the same time?
Mm-hmm. What time does that leave us?
That means we got three more to go out of those. I think we go back one, and I'd like to nominate the Troggs.
But all they did was Wild Thing.
But it's one of the greatest rock and roll songs of all time. Like, everybody's covered it.
Yeah.
They wrote the song that most people learned how to play guitar with.
Yeah, okay.
All right, the Troggs get in. I don't know if they're in the Hall of Fame at all either.
I don't think they are. They might be. I don't follow the Hall of Fame like I should.
What do you think? The Isley Brothers, It's Your Thing.
They had a lot of songs.
See What You Wanna Do.
I'm looking at who else is left.
Got Sam and Dave. They had the song Soul Man.
Yeah, I'd put Sly and the Family Stone in. They had several hits.
I can agree with that. I've been getting into some funk music here lately. As long as it's got guitars, I'm digging it. I've been listening to a band called War. And they did the song Lowrider, but they got a bunch of other really good songs.
That's a good band. Man, and I've...
One more.
I hate the Grateful Dead, but you can't really ignore them.
I'd like to ignore them for a little while longer if we can.
Okay, we'll leave them. We'll wait on them.
I think above the Grateful Dead, I'd put in...
The Moody Blues had quite a few hits.
What about Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels?
I don't know that they had the catalog for it.
Yeah,
though.
Probably not.
I'd pick the Moody Blues.
Okay, I don't fight that. We'll pick the Moody Blues.
Part of me wants to put Vanilla Fudge in there just because of their influence. But
all right, so those are our inductions for the year 1992. The unbeatable Jimi Hendrix Experience. Also David Bowie, The Doors, Pink Floyd, The Troggs, Sly and the Family Stone, and the Moody Blues. And that brings us up to 1993. In 1993, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted Ruth Brown, also known as the Queen of R&B. They inducted Cream, which we already inducted. They inducted CCR. They also inducted The Doors, which we got them in a year early as well. Same with Sly and the Family Stone. And they also inducted Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, Etta James, and Van Morrison. Also eligible that year, a band that I got a good feeling isn't going to have to wait forever to get into the Hall of Fame, but are going to get in on their first year, Deep Purple. Can we just go ahead and put Deep Purple number one on this right now?
Of course.
It's a shame that they had to wait so long in real life to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but we're putting them in on their first year eligibility. Also available, Fleetwood Mac, Blue Cheer, Iron Butterfly, Spirit, the Amboy Dukes, Steppenwolf, the Steve Miller Band, Spooky Tooth, T-Rex, Jeff Beck, Status Quo, and Todd Rundgren.
It's going to be much different for us than the list here.
For sure. I got to go with Steppenwolf, right?
Yeah, they're pretty important. Fleetwood Mac for sure. Part of, you know, T-Rex is just now getting in this time, but I'd be tempted to put them in now.
You know, and T-Rex is one of those bands. I mean, they were huge in the UK when they were around in their heyday. They were massive over there, but really didn't do a whole lot over here in the States. So T-Rex was a band that I got into way later on. I mean, obviously I wasn't, you know, listening to a lot of T-Rex and 1968, but but it's something over the years I had to kind of seek out and get into because it wasn't readily available here. T-Rex wasn't nothing anybody talked about except for the song Bang a Gong.
Right.
But if you're talking about influence, like we talked about a few bands earlier, I think T-Rex definitely deserves it. Jeff Beck, you got to put him. I mean, this is, so Jeff Beck was all already inducted in both the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Decibel Geek Hall of Fame with his band, the Yardbirds, and he's the first one to step out as a solo artist. So I think he's eligible. He is. I think I say we put him in.
Yeah. CCR.
Oh, yeah, for sure, CCR. Yeah, they should have been top. Yeah, I got distracted by Deep Purple and Steppenwolf.
So what do we have left?
We've got all the bands from earlier that we didn't pick. We can put Vanilla Fudge in now if you want to.
How many spots do we have left?
Two.
Oof. Steve Miller Band had a massive amount of hits.
Yeah.
I think you got to put them in.
Okay. I'll agree with Steve Miller for sure.
And I will say that, well, these people are going in as performers, not producers. Because if you would look at the combined merits, Todd Rundgren deserves it.
Right. Yeah. And then, but then that opens up a whole nother can of worms for us because now we're inducting Bob Ezrin and Michael Wagner and
so we got
all kinds
spot.
Of people.
Yeah,
I like guess Spirit. If I'm going to put my vote behind anybody here that's left, I want to put my vote behind Spirit.
Really?
I think they're a super unsung, great American band that they've got a long-ass discography. They've put out a lot of albums over the years. They were really big at one point in the 70s. I mean, I think Spirit deserves it. I don't think they're in the actual Hall of Fame, but I think they deserve to be.
Yeah, why not?
Awesome.
They need it. They deserve it after what Led Zeppelin did to them.
Yeah, because we're going to put them in the Hall of Fame before Led Zeppelin's even eligible. Okay, so 1993, our top eight inductions are Deep Purple, Steppenwolf, Fleetwood Mac, T-Rex, Jeff Beck, CCR, Steve Miller Band, and Spirit. Not bad. Way different than what they got.
Right.
They'd be looking at us like we're crazy. And then we'll just say, trust us, we're from the future. All right. In 1994, they inducted eight more artists. They inducted the Animals, which we've already inducted a couple years ago. And we're on the case. They also inducted the Band, Duane Eddy, The Grateful Dead, Elton John, John Lennon, Bob Marley, and Rod Stewart. John Lennon, the first of the Beatles to become eligible for his solo material. Right. Now, the eligible list is going to make this really, really difficult. And we're going to be picking from this group for the next couple of years, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Eligible this year is Led Zeppelin, Alice Cooper, Humble Pie, Grand Funk Railroad, Janis Joplin, the Allman Brothers, Tommy James and the Shondells, Neil Young, Free, James Gang, Guess Who, Johnny Winter, Bob Seger, George Harrison, also eligible for his solo career, Mountain, Jethro Tull, The Stooges, Golden Earring, Bob Marley and the Wailers, The First Edition. I mean, geez, the extra ones alone. Let's look at who they put in, and what do you think? The Band, they were Bob Dylan's backing band, right?
Yeah.
They got Duane Eddy on here, but if you're not putting in Dick Dale, I don't think Duane Eddy goes.
Oh.
The Grateful Dead, we can forget about the Grateful Dead for a couple more years, right?
Yeah, well, of the ones that are on this list right here, Elton John, John Lennon, and Rod Stewart are they're pretty much cemented, in my opinion.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I mean, you can't
argue. That's my take. If you want to argue, you can.
You can't really argue with it too much. I mean, I'm not a huge Elton John fan. I like John Lennon, some of his solo stuff, I guess. Mm-hmm. Can't argue with it, though. And Rod Stewart. I'm not a fan of Rod Stewart either, but if you get to pick three that you're real strong on, then, I mean, I got to go.
I'll pick the first three in the album.
Zeppelin, Cooper, and Humble Pie.
That's what I would pick.
Yeah. This is going to be an awesome year for the Hall of Fame right here.
Man, there's so much good stuff in here.
Grand Funk.
Yeah, I mean, for how big they were at one point.
All right, I'll give you the last one then.
It's got to be Bob Seger. The amount of hits he had is nuts.
Wow, that leaves a lot on the table.
I know, but like if I'm looking at just pure catalog of songs that I love a whole lot of,
yeah,
he's up there. he does that, and I just, not to get on a soapbox, but like, I just, you know, I watch reaction videos of people discovering stuff for the first time, and every now and then some of these people will get on Bob Seger kicks and they'll do like 4 or 5 songs in a row, and you forget how damn good his songs were.
Yeah. That's one of them bands or artists that you've heard on the radio so many times that you feel like you're sick of it. But then if you don't listen to it for a while and hear it again, then it's really damn good.
It's an incredible collection of songs.
All right. So how about this for an induction class? 1994, Elton John, John Lennon, Rod Stewart, Led Zeppelin, Alice Cooper, Humble Pie, Grand Funk Railroad, and Bob Seger.
Nice.
You're not going to have problems selling tickets to that. With a whole lot of leftover extras, too.
Yeah.
All right, so that brings us up to 1995. We've been going on a streak where they inducted 8 at a time, but this year we're back down to 7. The 7 that they inducted were the Allman Brothers Band, Al Green, Janis Joplin, Led Zeppelin, which we already inducted, Martha and the Vandellas, Neil Young, and Frank Zappa. And we got the whole list of leftovers from the year before and all the years before that, but also eligible this year, Black Sabbath, Badfinger, the MC5, Argent, Funkadelic, Ringo Starr, War, Uriah Heep, Supertramp, Yes, Genesis, Ginger Baker, Wishbone Ash, Paul McCartney, and Slade. Now, we've only got 7 spots to fill, but I just got to tell you, if we don't put Black Sabbath as number 1, I quit the show.
Well, duh.
Yeah, I know. Black Sabbath, of course, they're in on their first year of eligibility. They're one of the greatest bands of all time. But that leaves us with a whole bunch of other people to pick from. And we've got 6 more spots to fill. I mean, we still got left over from last time. I mean, if I'm just scamming over the top and looking at some that were left over. I mean, we've got Bob Marley and the Wailers, which I think they deserve to be in there at some point. I mean, it's reggae, but it's still guitar rock. I'm going to have to insist on Free.
Okay.
I think Paul Rogers' band Free deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if they are in real life, but I think they deserve it. What do you got next? What do you think?
Janis Joplin.
Yeah, it wouldn't be right not to have her in there. A lot of people really love Janis Joplin, and, you know, she was very influential as well.
I'd like to see Mountain in there.
Yeah, I can do Mountain if you do Bob Marley.
Okay.
All right. I don't think Mountain's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame either.
I don't think so either.
Wow, we're inducting a bunch of people that aren't even in it in real life.
Oh, and how many spots do we have left?
We got 2 spots, but I think one of them definitely has to go to Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney, and then to go something completely different, just mostly for their influence, you got to go with the Stooges.
Yeah, let's put Iggy and the Stooges in there.
There's no Ramones without the Stooges.
All right, not bad. So, wow, I like this. This would be a good concert lineup right here. Black Sabbath, Free, Janis Joplin, Mountain, Bob Marley, Paul McCartney, and the Stooges.
Yeah.
Maybe not in that particular order. Except always Black Sabbath number 1. But that brings us up to 1996. In 1996, they're doing 7 inductions again, and they are David Bowie, which we already inducted, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Jefferson Airplane, which is already in ours, Little Willie John. You know about him?
No idea.
He's a crazy dude. He was a soul singer who he died in prison after stabbing a man to death in 1964.
Sounds like a swell guy.
Yeah, I didn't ever would have known that if not for the Hall of Fame. Pink Floyd, who we already inducted, the Shirelles, the Velvet Underground. Now, eligible this year that weren't chosen by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is ZZ Top, Kool and the Gang, Earth, Wind and Fire, Thin Lizzy, the Doobie Brothers, John Entwistle as a solo artist, Budgie, REO Speedwagon, UFO, Billy Joel, Nazareth, April Wine, and Jerry Rafferty. So we got all that to choose from, plus everybody that's left over from earlier. I mean, Thin Lizzy, right? Number one?
Yes.
Thin Lizzy and ZZ Top, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Both of them.
Without question. But Thin Lizzy's not in the real Hall of Fame, are they?
Nope.
What the heck?
It's bullshit.
Yeah, that's got to be the most disagreeable thing I can think of out of all of this so far.
You got to put Billy Joel in.
Yeah, I guess you do. Not a huge fan myself, but, I mean, you can't deny him.
Are we really going off with what we love? Because if so, I want to put Budgie in.
Yeah, I mean, if you're picking Budgie, I'm not going to argue with it because Budgie's a good band. They're far from ever being in the real Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I would imagine. If that's the case, then I want to go back and I want to put in Uriah Heep.
Okay, I didn't know they were even on the list anywhere.
Yeah, they were eligible last year.
Oh, okay, I missed that.
But we missed them. We didn't have enough room. And leaves us two more spots. I mean, I don't know.
UFO.
How about UFO and Nazareth?
I feel like we're forgetting about Genesis.
I put Nazareth in over Genesis.
All right, let's do Nazareth.
I mean, but there's still a bunch of other ones that are still out there, too.
Right.
Because you still got Yes is available. I know a lot of people love Yes. They're probably screaming at us. I can't believe you didn't induct Yes.
Oh, let's do Nazareth. I'm not a Yes fan.
All right. So this is way, way different than what they had. Where they had David Bowie, Gladys Knight, Jefferson Airplane, Little Willie John, Pink Floyd, Sherelle, and the Velvet Underground. We got Thin Lizzy, ZZ Top, Billy Joel, Budgie, Uriah Heep, UFO, Nazareth.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the story about the time we went back in time to 1986 and within 10 years we were fired from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? It was awesome. All right, 1997. And in 1997, again, we got seven artists. They inducted the Bee Gees, Buffalo Springfield, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, the Jackson 5, Joni Mitchell, Parliament Funkadelic, and the Young Rascals. I got a feeling that we're not going to match any of those. Maybe one or two. Eligible this year is Blue Oyster Cult, Black Oak, Arkansas, the Scorpions, Styx, Peter Frampton, the Eagles, Foghat, Joe Walsh, Pete Townsend, Steely Dan, and the sensational Alex Harvey Band.
This is where stuff really is going to start to change because basically this is where the stuff that's really in our wheelhouse is getting eligible. So it's like as much as I love the Jackson 5 and they had so many big hits. And they absolutely logically deserve to be there. But it's like, look at the eligible list.
Yeah. Yeah, for now, sure. I'm not the hugest fan. What I like by them, I love a lot. But I think overall, the Eagles got to go in.
Yeah.
Because they're just too big not to. All right. So the Eagles in at number one. I'm looking who's still out there. I'm thinking.
I'd leave the Jackson 5 in there.
Yeah. You're going to leave the Jackson 5 in?
Yeah. I can't, in good conscience, take them out.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave the Parliament Funkadelic in.
Okay. And
because you got to have that funk rock representation, and who better to do it?
I think the Scorpions deserve to be in there.
Yeah, Scorpions. I can agree with that 100%. I think
Joe Walsh. Well, I mean, that's for his solo career, though.
Right, yeah. He's eligible at the same time.
Although I love his solo stuff.
I don't have a problem putting Joe Walsh in there.
Peter Frampton.
Steely Dan. Blue Oyster Cult. I mean, all these bands are really great.
And
we still got April Wine out there.
REO Speedwagon probably still deserves to be in there.
I don't know.
Tons of great hits.
Yeah, true. I'll agree with you on Joe Walsh. We'll get him in there. That leaves two more spots open. I'm going to say Blue Oyster Cult.
Okay. And I'll say Styx.
All right. Yeah, same thing. You can't argue with the hit power of Styx.
Yeah.
All right. So then our 1997 list of inductees is finalized, and they are the Eagles, the Jackson 5, Parliament Funkadelic, the Scorpions, Joe Walsh, Blue Oyster Cult, and Styx. Man, how'd you like to be in a room in 1997 with all them guys at the same time?
That would have been cool.
All right, so far, so good. And that brings us up to 1998. They've got 6 inductees this year. The Eagles, we've already inducted. Fleetwood Mac is already in our Hall of Fame. They also inducted this year the Mamas and the Papas, Lloyd Price, Santana, and Gene Vincent. Gene Vincent's old school rockabilly, Bebopalula, She's My Baby kind of guy. Yeah. Lloyd Price, old blues dude, famous for the song Stagger Lee. I think everybody knows the Mamas and the Papas and Santana. But let's talk about who's eligible this year that didn't get chosen. Aerosmith, ELO, Roger Daltrey, BTO, Queen, The New York Dolls, The Sweet, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Montrose, Rick Derringer, Susie Quattro, and Bruce Springsteen. So we got 6 spots to fill. I think obviously number one, right? Aerosmith.
Yes. Also Queen.
And Skynyrd.
And Skynyrd. Yeah, those are without a doubt. You got to put Springsteen in there.
Well, we don't have to put him in right now. Is there anybody else in here you'd rather see in than Springsteen? I mean, I go back. I'd put Foghat in over Springsteen. Put Steely Dan in over Springsteen.
Are we going off importance, or are we going off what we personally listen to?
I guess there's no rules to this.
Well, I know we keep, but I feel like we keep waffling back and forth. So
yeah, a little bit of both, but it's all seemed to be working itself out so far. I mean, we got the Jackson 5 in the same induction class as the Scorpions. Yeah. That works for me on some strange level.
Yeah,
but yeah, good. if you gotta have them, we'll put Bruce Springsteen in his first year of eligibility.
I'd rather get him in there now than and get it over with.
Okay. We put it like that. That makes sense to me.
I talked you into it. So how many spots are left then?
So Bruce Springsteen's like an old Band-Aid. Just get it over with. I'm going to say there's 2 more spots left. I want to pick Peter Frampton.
Okay.
I think he should go in. And then we got one more.
I would leave Santana in there.
Really? Yeah. Come on. I gave you Bruce Springsteen.
What do you want? I mean, you can't pick the New York
Dolls. You're going to misbalance everything. We got Aerosmith, Queen, Skynyrd, Peter Frampton having a good time. And then you're going to have Bruce Springsteen and Santana ruining the after party.
All right.
Those guys are no fun to be around. You're going to put them in the same room together. They're going to suck the life out of the place. We need somebody really fun for this last spot.
The New York Dolls.
I'm cool with that. Returns balance to the rock and roll force.
The truth is, I just don't want Lee McCormick coming and beating me up.
So all right, Lee, we abided with Bruce Springsteen, but you can't force us into the Santana, even with threats of violence.
All right, so I say we go through the year 2000 this week, and then we'll do the rest next week.
Okay,
so
yeah, because this is getting upwards of an hour already. So, yeah, this is pretty fun, though.
Yeah.
And then next week we announce who won those sweet, sweet Blu-rays.
Yep.
So our list for 1998 is way, way different than what they did also. And we've left a lot of people off here, too. What, no Bee Gees in the Decibel Geek Hall of Fame?
No.
No, not at all. Let's see what's happening in 1999. They've got 7 spots, and they inducted Billy Joel, who we already inducted. They also inducted Curtis Mayfield, Paul McCartney, who's already in ours, Del Shannon, Dusty Springfield, Bruce Springsteen, who is already inducted, and the Staple Singers. Eligible for their first year to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Could it be the hottest band in the land? It is. It's Kiss. Should we put them in on their first year? What do you think?
Of course.
Of course we're going to. We wouldn't be the Decibel Geek Podcast if we made Kiss wait around till the 2000s to get into the Hall of Fame.
They had to wait another 15 years before they got put in.
Wow. Yeah, not with us. We are the Decibel Geek Podcast. KISS does get in on the first year of eligibility. They're the first ones we call in 1999. So KISS is in. Also available, Marshall Tucker Band, Rush, Ronnie James Dio. I thought we called Ronnie James Dio all the way back to Elf and everything he's ever done and just call him the man. What do you think? Put him in?
Of course.
Yeah, him of course. Rush. I don't even got to ask twice. And Rush, right?
Yeah.
So we're already way off track with what they're doing. We're inducting people that have to wait 10 to 15 years or never get inducted at all. We're putting them in now. We also got Bad Company, Judas Priest, Kansas, and Ronnie Wood. I mean, Judas Priest goes in, right?
I would put Bad Company in, too.
Yeah, me too. I agree with that. So we've picked a bunch of bands that were eligible that were not chosen. We've got two more spots left. We've got everything that happened before here even available. We each pick one. I'm going to say, even though they were eligible a couple of years ago, I'm going to go ahead and put Steely Dan in.
Mm.
And for your final choice for 1999?
The Doobie Brothers.
Nice. I don't disagree with that at all. See, this is going to be a fun... This is the after party I want to be at. 1999. KISS, Ronnie James Dio, Rush, Judas Priest, Bad Company, Steely Dan, and the Doobie Brothers.
Works for me.
Where's all that smoke coming from? Oh, it's Rush, Steely Dan, and the Doobie Brothers hanging out in the other room.
It's from pyro and marijuana.
It took three bands to outsmoke KISS.
Yeah, pyro, marijuana, and science experiments from the Rush backstage area.
Nice. 1999 maybe sees the return of the bag.
Yeah. Yeah, could you imagine KISS and Rush getting in on the same night? That would have been cool.
So cool. Along with Ronnie James Dio and Judas Priest.
Yeah.
KISS, I could just see Gene Simmons. Hey, look at Rush, Judas Priest. Yeah, you guys wouldn't be here without me.
Right, yeah, you open for all of it.
Yeah, for sure. Very cool. Yeah, this did take a little longer than I thought, so we probably should split this up into two. Want to remind everybody once again, you want to win yourself a sweet, sweet copy of the Doobie Brothers Live from the Beacon Theater on Blu-ray. Make sure when you see this announced on Facebook, on the post, you give it a heart. The first eight people to give it a loving heart as a post like is going to get themselves that Blu-ray. We'll get your address. We'll send it out to you. If you're a Decibel Geek VIP, you know what to do. You're in the Decibel Geek VIP group already. Just keep your eyes open. We're going to give you guys a chance to get one of these limited edition 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame posters, which is pretty dang awesome.
Yeah, very cool. Thanks to HBO and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for letting us do this.
Yeah, very cool of them to get us in on that and give our friends some good presents for doing it. So once again, want to remind you, it's the pain and beauty, the rebellion and unity, noise and harmony. Celebrate the history of music with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2020 inductions honoring Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, the Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex. And that's streaming on November 7th on HBO Max. Make sure you check it out. Look it up online. Get involved. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Awesome. HBO Max. Gotta love that. Looking at this list, I see that there's a... we already inducted. We didn't wait till 2020 to induct the Doobie Brothers or T-Rex.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting next week to see how our list for the one they're celebrating ends up being in comparison.
Right, yeah, because this is going to be pretty far out when we're coming up, because now you talk about, you know, we just did 1999, and that's where KISS and Rush and Judas Priest are eligible. Imagine the bands that are coming eligible when we do this again next week, when we go from the year 2000 up to 2020. So that one's going to be really interesting, and I'm sure the Hall of Fame will never want to work with us again.
Probably not.
I swear our intentions were to give props to the Hall of Fame and talk about how awesome they were, but here we are just talking about how we'd do it better. But I guess that's just us. We're rock and rollers. We just love the music.
That's part about being a passionate music fan, is we love to argue about this stuff.
That's right. So we'll be back next week to do it once again. Thank you guys for checking us out. Of course, get on over to Decibel Geek TV on the YouTube. Check out that brand new thing Rock and Ron's got served up for you. That is the 1987 Rock Mag episode with all the bells and whistles. You know, Rock and Ron works really hard on these things, so go check it out. You're going to love it. Also, check us out on Facebook. We got our Decibel Geek homepage. Get in on the conversation there. You can always join up in the Decibel Geek community. Of course, we're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're everywhere. Yeah, rock and roll.
All right. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frenino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.